Okay, good evening, everyone. We are continuing with our Halacha Gems learning. We are learning the Sefer Oilas Tamid and the Bir HaTfilah, and we are in the Tfilah, the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah, and the efforts that we are exploring to understand the words that we recite every single day, and understanding the deep meaning that they have, the Kavanas that we are supposed to be thinking about. Specifically tonight, we address, as we did previously, the words Yodei Shemecha in the Birchas HaTorah, to know His name, the Ribbono Shel Olam's name and His ways. What are the kavanas? What are the things that we are supposed to think about? What's the kavana in the Perush HaMilim, in the explanation of these particular words which are united together as this phrase, Shenizke. He writes that this is to merit Lodas Lahakir Es Bareinu Yis'ale. We would like to understand what Das is. What is wisdom? What is the Torah definition of wisdom? The Torah definition of wisdom is to lahakir es bareinu, to understand, to know the ways as best as is possible of a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzma, the ways of the Almighty. And this is found in Beloshon HaMedrash and Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, which says the das, that this definition of everybody's hope for and desire for the great wisdom, the chokhmah in life, the wisdom of intellect and beyond, is amakir es habayre, is to understand the ways of the Almighty. And this is what we understand. This is what we're davening. We have to understand that it's not just words that we're collecting, but we're having deep understanding of what these words are meant to be petitioning. We're petitioning, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the das, give me the wisdom. The wisdom is that I should know you. And the way I should know you is how I'll understand what wisdom is. And this is what we're davening. Sheniyech ulanu yodei shemecha, all of us. And actually some of the commentaries explain, we say anachnu, that all of us, it's not just the Olam HaYehudim, not just the world of the Jews, but actually, which we understand, the Rambam explains in Hilchas Malachim, that when the Messianic era will be heralded in, what's going to be is, it's not just that we as Jews are going to understand the Chachmas HaBayre, but we're also going to experience with the Umos HaOlam, where everybody understands and is able to point to the recognizing of the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in this world. That's a Nachnu. But certainly when we daven and we say this tefillah, we say these words, Anachnu mispalalim sheniyech ulanu yodei shemecha, how does that happen? What's bepoel, the effort that we are supposed to engage? V'lom de seroscha lishma, that we are supposed to learn the Torah, not for outside reasons, not for kavod, not with kina, not with taiva, that's motziyan es ha'odom min ha'olam. We're supposed to learn Torah lishma, for its own sake. When we study Torah for its own sake, this is how we will come to understand the chachma, the das, the wisdom, which is the goal, which is oriented to knowing the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is to be makir es boire. That is to understand Torah lishma. Va'al yidei zeh neidav v'nakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we will understand through diligent Torah study, we'll come to know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'de'isa b'sifri, which we understand in the writings of the Sifri, the second pasuk after pasuk Rishon Shema Yisrael, the second pasuk in the Kriya Shema, which we recite twice a day, with Kriya Shema Alamita, we say three times a day. This is what the Sifri says: "Vahoyu hadvarim ha'ela shanoichim mitzavcha yom alavavecha," which we recite, we know it by heart. What do those words mean? What those words mean? That these words, dvarim ha'ela, that anoichim mitzavcha yom, that I command you, not just in the peripheral, not just on the sidelines, but it should be alevavecha, that it's on your heart, it's in your ways, it's how you talk, it's how you think, it's what you do. So when it's that way, shemitoich kach, through this understanding and discerning, realizing that it's through the das, the ways of Hashem, so then mitoich kach, atamakir es misha amar vahoya ha'olam. That's the Torah way of saying that he who spoke and the world came to be. That is, of course, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, God who speaks, Baruch She'amar V'haya Ha'olam, that the world is Kayam, God speaks and the world exists. We want to know the ways of God. We want to be discerning of the ways of God. We want to try to, of course, with every human effort, to apply the words of God to every aspect of our lives. That is encapsulated in these words, Yodei Shemecha, which we sometimes breeze right over with this perish Hamilim, with this explanation of these words and understanding this very important tefillah, which is how we inaugurate our day of study, of learning. We want to know through the chachmah, through the wisdom, through the das, to be makiris abayre ba'olam, to understand the Almighty. And when we do that, so then we'll be duly enriched. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Omer Ratzal Kadosh Baruch Hu.